This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob McDonnell is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us on this program for a monthly update about news and events from his office and his perspective in Richmond. Good afternoon, sir.
Coy, always great to be on with you each month and talking to your listeners in Central Virginia.
Absolutely. And, of course, the phone lines are open at 977-1070. If at any time you, dear listener, have a question or a comment for your attorney general, please feel free to grab the phone, give us a call. Mr. General, let me ask you about the abusive driver fees. I'd like you to explain to us what's going on with the courts, because you understand that a whole lot better than I do. All I know is there's been some court rulings which have said they're unconstitutional. Can you explain to us the very latest about there's sort of a backlash among the public, but there also seems to be a very clear concern among some of our courts in Virginia?
Well, I appreciate the question, Coy. And, of course, the abuser driver phase was a portion of the landmark transportation bill passed this session that generated about $1 billion of revenue a year. First major investment in 21 years. You know, Virginia's been ranked as the top business state in the nation and the strongest free enterprise climate. And of course, having a good transportation network is vitally important to keeping it that way. And so the legislature acted this year with a sweeping set of reforms, most of which I think have been well accepted by the public. But this one portion of it, it generated about $60 million out of that billion a year, was a additional civil remedial fee, as it was called, not a fine, but a civil fee for drivers who either have are chronically bad, meaning 8 points or more negative points on their record, which is about three or four moving violations, or those who have an acute event, meaning drunk driving, reckless driving, driving on a suspended license, repeat offenses of other traffic violations would get anywhere from a $250 to a $1,000 fee. And so after the bill passed, actually just within the recent month, there's been some concern about two things. One is whether they were too high, and two, the governor amended the bill at the very last hour to have the bill apply only to Virginia drivers. In other words, he excluded the out-of-state drivers. And the General Assembly then adopted that recommendation. So what's happened is there's been a number of lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of a fee that applies only to Virginia drivers under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Our office, our lawyers have reviewed that, and we do believe that while it may not be great policy, in fact, I don't support it applying only to Virginia drivers, that we believe it's still passes the muster under the constitutional principles of equal protection. Because it's in active litigation, there's probably not much more I can say other than two district court judges have said it's unconstitutional. A circuit court judge heard it on appeal today in Henrico County, and we expect him to rule within a week. My job, of course, is not the policy decisions. That's up to the legislature and the governor, but to defend the constitutionality of statutes as long as we believe it's constitutional, to defend those in the court. That's my job as the Attorney General, and we intend to do that. But in order to make sure that this doesn't stay in limbo any longer than necessary, we're going to do everything we can to expedite every possible hearing to get this thing done so we provide clarity to our citizens about the law.
My guest is Bob McDonnell, the Attorney General of Virginia. It's my understanding that as the transportation, as this part of the transportation deal was being put together, that Governor Kaine was the one who amended the bill such that it would only apply to Virginia drivers because he said there's no way that we could enforce this to out-of-state drivers. And yet that seems to be just the challenge that legislators will try to figure out come the next session.
Well, I think the legislators, regardless of the constitutional issues, there's still the policy issue about whether it's fair or right. Three other states have a law similar to this, and they apply it to out-of-state drivers, so they found a way through their DMV to collect it. You are correct that the way the General Assembly passed this bill in February of this year, it applied to in-state and out-of-state drivers. The governor, at really the 11th hour, sent down a series of amendments, in fact, a substitute bill that included only application to Virginia drivers, based, I guess, on advice they got from the Department of Motor Vehicles. And so that's correct. That's the way it happened. The General Assembly then had only a choice to accept all of his amendments or none of his amendments, and they chose to adopt the whole package of amendments, including this one. I really think that if you're going to have these fees, it ought to be applied to in-state and out-of-state drivers, treat everybody the same. And then I think that the General Assembly will probably consider some adjustments in the fees when they come back next session in January. But I believe that there is a way using DMV to collect civil remedial fees because other states have found a way to do it.
Bob McDonald is my guest, the Attorney General of Virginia. State Senator Ed Hauch made news today in the Fredericksburg paper. He came forward and said that he believed that the General Assembly needs to gut this entire part of the package. And he said, quote, "We ought to get rid of it, get this out of the courts, get this thing cleared up and get away from it. I don't think we can fix it. I think we ought to just get rid of the blasted thing." He made some news today. He's going to make more tomorrow. He'll be on this program tomorrow. What's your reaction to what he's saying?
Well, I think the policymakers, and that's the legislators, have to decide whether they want to scrap it, whether they want to have it apply to out-of-state, whether they want to ratchet back the fees. That's really up to them. But it's $60 million out of a billion-dollar package. Clearly controversial. I think the citizens have spoken about their concerns. I think a couple things. It only applies to people who violate the law, either acutely or chronically. And so I think there was some misinformation about it applying to, you know, improper turns and speeding, you know, less than reckless, and that's just not accurate. And so there was some, I think, unfounded concern about the fact that I think 90% plus of Virginians will never have to worry about it. I do think, though, I mean, Mr. Hauch voted against the bill as it passed the General Assembly, as did virtually every Democrat senator. I really think they voted against it for political reasons so that they could kill the transportation bill and then run on that subject during these elections. And then when the governor made the amendments to strip out out-of-state drivers, most of the Democrats, including Mr. Hauch, voted for it. Many saying that, well, the governor's improved the bill. So, I find it a little bit peculiar now that some are having this position. But nonetheless, there's no question the citizens are concerned about it. The legislature ought to be responsive to the concerns of the legislature, to the citizens, and there's no doubt that there will either be some amendments or a repeal or something that will be done next session because there clearly is this concern. But I think it's important to make sure everybody knows what didn't happen during the General Assembly session, who was supportive of transportation reform to keep a strong free enterprise system and particularly to provide relief for Richmond and Hampton Roads and Northern Virginia. And to say that the governor approved the bill and now say to scrap it, it strikes me to be a little bit ironic. But each legislator's got to decide now, based on their constituent concerns, what they want to do.
Bob McDonald is the Attorney General of Virginia and my guest this half hour on Charlottesville Right Now. I've got a phone line open at 977-1070 if you would like to join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. I guess one point that we often return to on this program, and I don't think it can be said enough, is that let's not lose the forest for the trees here. We can get caught up in this abusive driver debate, is this good policy or not, but and forget the larger issue, which is the fact that we're trying to figure out a way to fund improvements and maintenance of a transportation infrastructure. And we were reminded, tragically, last week, what an underfunded transportation infrastructure can possibly look like in Minnesota. And I know it's no secret that you will very possibly be a candidate for governor one day. What are your feelings now, sort of out of the Attorney General's office, I know, but your feelings generally speaking about this issue? Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota has twice vetoed legislation to increase the gas tax to pay for transportation, and he's now saying I'm going to take another look at it, but what are your feelings about how Virginia can tackle this really, really challenging, incredible policy dilemma? How do we pay for this stuff, billions of dollars that are needed every year?
Well, I think that was my earlier point, as the General Assembly made a terrific, good faith effort this year to improve the transportation funding, the first major new increase in funds in 21 years. It was a Republican-led initiative in the House and the Senate. I, of course, urged my colleagues in both of those houses to get something fundamental done, and I think they did. And then there were significant compromise that led to this plan. And your point is exactly correct. Is the bigger point is that to keep a strong free enterprise system in Virginia, to keep this outstanding number one in the nation business climate ranking that we've got, which provides terrific economic opportunity for our citizens, job growth, entrepreneurship, wealth creation, capital formation, all of these great things are supported by a strong road network. And we have so many positive things going for us with the right to work, good schools, a lot of other things, but the road network was lagging behind. That's why the Republican initiative this year was put in place to increase funding. And the other 80 to 90% of the bill has been, for the most part, without controversy, and that is dedicating two-thirds of the surplus to transportation, cutting spending in other lower priority areas and moving substantial general fund revenues to transportation, allowing more accountability at VDOT in order to save money, having about $3 billion in bonds floated in order to jumpstart road projects, about $800 million plus a year. A couple of fee increases for heavy truck users and things of that nature. I mean, overwhelmingly, Coy, there's other parts of this bill that have not been broadly discussed that generate 90% of the money that the citizens, I think, broadly have accepted and have applauded, and we really ought to focus on that. No question, if the citizens are concerned and aren't happy, General Assembly ought to be responsive and make these adjustments in the abuser fee, which is, like I said, 10 to 12% of the overall money. But there's no question that this package this year and some additional changes that I certainly would advocate, like congestion pricing and more public-private partnerships and things that don't require increase in taxes but more incentives for the private sector, is exactly what we need to be doing, which means tolls and other deals like that. That's how we fund roads beyond what we've done this year.
Bob McDonald, he's Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia and my guest on Charlottesville Right Now. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. James is on line two. James, you're on with Bob McDonald. You go right ahead.
How you doing? Yes. Well, I'm calling about the speeding laws. I really like them now as they are. I was one of the ones of the Elliott Avenue Neighborhood Watch that actually petitioned to get this stuff done. I'm so tired of all the speeding up and down, 80 mile an hour up and down Elliott Avenue, can't even cross the road. And I'm so tired of people saying, what do you mean of the speeding? Oh, no, we'll stop the speeding and all this stuff. And let's stop these laws and take these fees away. What is going on with people? Don't you want to obey the law?
James, wait, you got a question?
Well, my question is, why are people against obeying the law? Why do you want to take these fees away? What is going on with that? I don't understand that at all.
Well, I think she makes a good point that really needs to be clarified, and that is that the only people that get assessed these fees are drivers that either have a serious infraction, again, reckless driving, 20 miles over the speed limit, or over 80 miles an hour. Not regular speeding, but reckless driving. It's a Class 1 misdemeanor, which can get you up to a year in jail. The General Assembly has already decided that's serious. Drunk driving, driving on a suspended operator's license, and things like that, vehicular manslaughter, or more than 8 points on your license. So her point is exactly correct that despite some of the misinformation early on about this bill, that it only applies to people that have broken the law or repeatedly violated the law. Now, it is fair to say the General Assembly's purpose in passing the law was primarily to raise money. That's what the governor said. That's what the General Assembly said. The side benefit, though, as your caller indicates, is hopefully an improvement in public safety by people slowing down, driving more carefully, not racking up a bunch of points on their license, because that's what gets you the additional fee above and beyond what the current penalty is for these offenses now. And so there may be, again, public safety reasons, but again, the General Assembly, I think, was primarily interested in raising $60 million to put back into transportation infrastructure. But I appreciate the caller's point, because it does help to keep the whole bill in perspective.
We've got a phone line open at 977-1070 if you've got a question or a comment for Bob McDonald, the Attorney General of Virginia, our guest on Charlottesville Right Now. Mr. General, Virginia lost one of its greatest citizens, one of its greatest leaders, a man who used the law to ensure the freedom and equal treatment under the law for African Americans in the Commonwealth. Oliver Hill passed away on Sunday, and I know that you had some thoughts that you sent out recently about that.
It is the passing of a giant. Mr. Hill was 100 years old. He went to law school, studied hard for the purpose of being a warrior in the fight for civil rights, the fight for equal opportunity, and protection of constitutional liberties for all people and an end to segregation. I think he was a champion. He, of course, as a reasonably young lawyer, argued in the United States Supreme Court the case of Brown versus Board of Education some 53 years ago, which was the decision to end segregation in the public schools of America. And I think we know the history of some resistance to that in the legislature at that time. But yet, here was a man who understood and respected the rule of law, who had seen other African Americans and some of his own friends and himself growing up with prejudice in his land, and decided to use the courts of law and the rule of law in order to affect change. And that's the way that it ought to be done, is using our system through nonviolent, peaceful, legal means in order to change things. And so I admire him. He was a witty and passionate and intelligent man. Of course, spent all of his latter years in Richmond, Virginia. To pay tribute to him, I know that he and some other civil rights leaders will have their likenesses displayed on the Capitol grounds in Richmond, which is only appropriate. He's going to lie in state at the governor's mansion, I know, on Sunday, an honor given only to a few people. But, you know, he is the kind of person, along with others, that believed in equal opportunity for all people. Doesn't matter, black, white, rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, the principles of law that our founders planted really ought to be benefits of citizenship for all peoples. That's the heart and soul of what we believe as Americans and Virginians, and so it is only fitting that we pay tribute to the legacy of Oliver Hill.
Bob McDonald's, the Attorney General of Virginia. I do hope that you are going to hit the beach this summer, that you make some time for vacation. I know you have some kids that would probably love to see the beach.
Well, Coy, I'm actually on it now, and so I appreciate you saying that. You know, I have a daughter that got back from Iraq a few months ago. She's stationed in Arizona, and we rarely get to see her. But she's home, flew in this weekend, and we're actually enjoying beautiful beautiful Western Virginia, the valley. We're in Harrisonburg and Massanutten, just west of you, and probably in your listening area, and just having a great time with my family and recharging my batteries a little bit so I can continue to go back and hopefully do some good, strong work for the citizens of Virginia. And so I appreciate that, but I'm a step ahead of you. We're doing it now.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it. It's always good to hear your voice, and thank you again for your service to the Commonwealth. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate the opportunity every month to go on with you, Coy, and talk to you next month.
Absolutely. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.